Let's move to an article that you wrote about the Board of Review race, which used to be called the Board of Tax Appeals. We have attorney Jay Derrotany running against incumbent Board of Review Commissioner Joe Berrios. From what I read, Derrotany's main gripe against Berrios is that every time Berrios lowers the tax assessment on a large corporate building, it increases the tax burden of everyone else. Derrotany says he wants to end, or at least curtail, what he sees as corporate tax cut favoritism. So, Ben, why is that not good enough, do you think, for a Board of Review candidate?
First of all, you have to understand what the heck the Board of Review does. And based on the literature put out by Derrotany and Berrios, both candidates are clearly attempting to exploit the ignorance that the public has as opposed to educate them. And so, in a larger sense, they're doing a disservice to the public. What do I mean by that? The Board of Review, their job is to act sort of as an appellate court that reviews decisions on property value that are made by Cook County Assessor Jim Houlihan. All right, the main charge against the Board of Review is that they're controlled largely by political power brokers like Ed Burke and Mike Madigan, who have lucrative property appeal businesses. They're also involved in shaping property tax law. I can't imagine why we as a citizenry allow this blatant conflict of interest to go on, but we do, mostly because we're completely ignorant of it.
But can you give an example of one of those guys, like, say, Burke, shaping property tax law? He works on the city council. They don't control property tax law.
Oh, first of all, right now the city council is about to approve an increase in transfer tax. That's a huge impact on property taxes, a huge impact on what people pay. It has a huge effect on the real estate market.
And that's an approval of a measure that was instigated by the General Assembly, by the state legislature, as part of the package to fund transit.
They're increasing it to fund it, but we already had a transfer tax, which is helping fund government. Burke, as chair of the Finance Committee, oversees the complete budget process. Every TIF tax hike that the city passes comes through his committee. So he has a tremendous hand in determining how much the city spends, which of course is the big influence on how much you pay in taxes. Mike Madigan, he's the one who actually shapes the law as to how much homeowners pay in relation to commercial and industrial property owners through what they call the 7% cap or the homeowner's exemption. So he has a direct say by controlling the General Assembly in who pays what in taxes.
So what you want is you want a candidate running for the Board of Review who will acknowledge that some of the attorneys, some of the tax attorneys who bring cases for large corporate clients before the Board of Review have a conflict of interest because these are the same guys whose government work results in higher property taxes.
Yeah.
So you would want, ideally, a candidate who recognizes that and talks about that. However, neither of these candidates will talk about that. But as I said, Derrotany, at least, is talking about the fact that when those cases come before the Board of Review, then he wants to see that they're not approved. Isn't that worth something?
I applaud Derrotany for drawing attention to the potential conflict of interest between powerful property appeal lawyers and the Board of Review. What Derrotany's weakness on this issue is this: he's supported by Jim Houlihan, the county assessor. Houlihan has given him a tremendous amount of money in campaign contributions. Well, how safe do we feel about having a man who sits on effectively the appellate board that reviews Assessor Houlihan's assessments being the supported candidate of Houlihan? I would think that in itself is a conflict of interest.
So it'd be kind of like an appellate judge backing a circuit court judge.
Exactly.